ears while I'm in the middle.
We should tip their ears. Alloy has yellow ears. Green Bay rabbits have red ears.
Yeah, like,
and then we would know if they're crossing the border.
Crossing
borders.
The river, yeah.
All right. It is 6 o'clock on Monday, March 25th, 2019. I'd like to call the Village of Alloway Planning Commission to order. We'll begin with roll call. Kronowski?
Here.
Dart?
Here.
Knorr is here. Kowalczyk Adrians?
Here.
Nyberg?
Here.
Item number 2, modify, adopt the agenda. Are there any changes anyone wants to make?
Motion approved.
Okay. Is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Item number 3, minutes from February 25th, 2019. If no one has any changes, I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
If there's a motion, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item number 4, announcements. Trevor?
No,
no announcements. Moving right along. Item number 5, public appearances. The public appearances section of the agenda is authorized by Wisconsin Statute 19.84.2 and allows members of the public the opportunity to bring items not specifically listed on the agenda items present. The committee shall take no action on the matters raised during a public comment period if the subject was not on the agenda. If anyone wants to come forward, please state your name and address.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Alloway Bike Patent Committee. The Village Board is going to be considering applications for planned development districts along Riverside Drive near West St. Joseph Street. In that area, there is anywhere between 3 and 5 developers or property owners who would like to do something with their property. I'm sure they're going to, because it's in the TID district, tax increment finance district, I'm sure they're going to be asking for money, just like Old Chapel Hill asked for money. They'll probably be asking anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million or $2 million in tax credits. If they're going to ask for village public money for tax credits, I would like to make sure that the public has access across their property to get down to the Fox River Trail and to the river. If they don't want the tax credits, they don't have to give public access, but if we're going to be giving somebody $1 million, I think it's reasonable to ask them to include a public sidewalk that's ADA compliant to get from Riverside Drive down to the Fox River Trail and to the and to the Fox River. Thanks. And if that can be put on the agenda for next meeting, whenever a special meeting is called to evaluate a PDD, this committee should be notified that that particular property is in play. So I'd like to see that. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Item number 6, action regarding resolution 2019-3 in support of Martha Avenue vacation request.
Sure, everyone here is familiar with the lots. They've been vacant a couple years now. And they sit right across the street from St. Matthew's Church on Webster Avenue. But then go all the way down to Martha. And so it was originally 2 lots. And then it was one on the west side of Martha and one on the east side going up to Webster. But then last year, the CSM done and split the lots between Webster and Martha into 2. So now there's 3 lots, if you follow me.
That means 2 on Martha, right? 2 on Martha and 1 up facing Webster.
Correct, yes. So essentially, the builder came to the village last year and was talking about what kind of improvements would be needed for this location, because currently the road dead ends right here, although a cul-de-sac is platted. It was determined that the size of the platted cul-de-sac is too narrow for either rescue trucks or for village trucks to maneuver anyway. So rather than going through the expense of doing the full-blown cul-de-sac, that a dead-end road would, just an extension of the dead-end, would service just fine. So that's what the Public Works Committee decided, and now the homeowner, or the builder, is just looking for vacation of either side of the cul-de-sac, just so that they can build the home in line with the rest of the homes on the street.
I know this is a moot point, but is there any way to connect the end of that street to another street? Because we really, you know, we really, there's way too many cul-de-sacs and disconnected streets in the village to make traveling by car any more bad. But, and I know I'm looking at it going, there's just no way, but is there any consideration when they're putting the street into any way to continuing? Martha, is that all private property?
Yeah, there's currently two homes right here on the other side.
Yeah,
yeah. On the south side. I kind of figured that, yeah. I mean, I looked at it and I was like, yeah, but just that's kind of a bad policy from back in the 70s that, you know.
There's quite a few of those examples around the village.
Yeah. If that street went through, where would it come out?
It would come out, I think that's, is that Warren?
Iroquois.
Okay.
Thank you, yeah.
That was originally a street.
And then right. It actually continues to Martha.
There's a Martha on the other side, too. Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know, we have
that could be Ben very Buren confusing.
And Clay and a lot of examples like that around the village, which I don't know why they just didn't change the street name. I don't know.
There was bad planning at that time. No plan commission.
Yeah. I don't see any problem with it.
Yeah, I think it'll look nicer with the street. The house is in a row instead of right. Push back.
So if there's no... There's no comment. I guess just maybe a recommendation from the Planning Commission would be appropriate, and this would go to the Village Board as a scheduled public hearing on May 7th.
Okay. So I guess the Planning Commission would. Do we need a motion?
Do we need a motion?
Yes.
Okay. So is there a motion?
Yeah, I'll make the motion to support the vacation. That would be sensible. Vacation of the Martha Avenue property.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item number 7, report and discussion regarding village projects and property updates.
I really don't have anything new. Just that Zambaldi is looking for ground as soon as the ground dries up a little bit, which they're hoping second week of April. So.
Do they know yet which restaurant is going to be in there?
No.
Okay. Still holding that secret.
Yes. Keeping us all intended.
Yeah. Alright. Item number 8, report discussion regarding updates from village departments.
Really, not much new. Public Works is looking at starting their road construction season. And just, I guess, they can provide a brief update on the parks, Green Isle, specifically the flood damage. They've done their initial assessment. It really seems to be quite minor, relatively speaking. There were the shelter by the ice rink. There's about 4 feet of water, I believe, in there. And then the actual big Green Isle Pavilion, there was 2 or 3 feet of water.
Did they, that other pavilion, the first one you mentioned, did they get to check the electricity yet? Because I know that was kind of up in the air because there was so much water, they were fearful that.
I want to say it's tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the parks building where they store all the equipment and stuff, we were fortunate enough that two of our parks staff went down there the night of the flood and was able to move out a lot of the expensive equipment. And so I think the only thing really substantial that we've lost there was the water. But everything else we were pretty lucky on.
Yeah. So.
They did have a picture of one refrigerator in the main thing in the park, laying on its side. It just floated over.
Yeah, the pavilion, I think, we lost the stove and the refrigerator. Then the big commercial refrigerator was fine, so. Yeah.
Interesting, because that one had the electricity on the top, didn't it?
Right, yeah, the condenser and everything was,
better than it looked, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, item number 9, next meeting date and future agenda items. Looks like Monday, April 22nd, I think.
Great.
And then, I guess, future agenda items, if we want to put on the agenda, talking about the two districts, trail access, and sort of public dollars asking for money, and just a discussion point maybe talking about that.
Yeah, I think that we need to, at least have it brought to our attention so that we can put our 2 cents worth in. Won't the PPDs be brought to us,
mm-hmm.
though?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, so to just have that as a point of discussion early on with the property owners, have them know that we would like that to be an expectation from the beginning.
Okay.
Just that if they put it in there, then they don't have to try to figure it out later because they'll be asked about it to let them.
Pretty much that's been done several times, has it not?
Right.
Yeah. And
keep it top of mind, Noah.
Yeah. I don't know. I
don't know. With
don't
Jimmy
know if those
Becky
things
around,
happen
we got to keep
not.
It top of mind. We'll never forget.
Yeah.
So if I had that as an agenda item, what would you expect from staff?
Well, are the PDDs going to come to us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, then if they're going to come to us, then we'll look at them.
Well, you should know when there's special meetings for PDD, because they usually have several meetings where they talk about the development before they come up with the plan, so they know about it a month or two before you see anything. So if there are special meetings that happen before that.
Any site plans or any approvals still have to come through the Planning Commission before they're even decided upon.
And actually, we might have to look at stuff a year in advance before it gets here. It's like, it's all fuzzy.
But as long as it's just that there's that awareness, whoever looks at it first lets them know that.
Right.
Would that be you, the staff?
Generally, it's me, yes.
Okay, yeah. So if you would let, is there some way for us to direct you to let them know that so that, as...
It's usually the first thing, one of the first things that we got.
Okay.
Not only that, everybody on the board does. It's never a mute point.
Okay.
I put it on the PDD checklist.
It's always up there.
Okay, trail access for...
Or that's even that's just, not necessarily trail access, because not all PPDs are down, that there is a, how are people besides, the cars going to move across your property?
Yeah, just pedestrian connectivity.
Connectivity check, to just be broad like that, because if it's in the middle, again, it's like if a developer, is there, don't come to us with a cul-de-sac idea, although there's not really that many properties, that we expect connectivity.
Sure.
think what we're talking about is complete streets, which is no longer a state requirement.
Yeah. Right.
But it's still a good idea.
Yeah.
Tell me, in the language of planning, what does conductivity mean? I know what it means in testing a boiler system, but I don't know what it means in...
Connectivity?
Yeah.
Connectivity?
Oh, connectivity. Okay. Got it. Then, never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I was like, well, I don't know what
you're conducting
the boiler
people.
Thing means.
Well, it could be connectivity, too, because they're conducting themselves across a property, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Conductivity.
No wonder I'm confused.
Connectivity.
That's cool.
Here's that brain mushing in.
That's
my English teacher mother would be turning over in her grave if she knew I wasn't enunciating.
I do hope that we will also have an update from our our student that's working on the Fox River Trail project for us. The spring break the past 2 weeks, ish. So haven't had much update. I'm sorry.
How's the zoning project? Is that anything about that? Did you guys hear?
Yeah, you know what? We may have something for. It's kind of moving a little slower than I thought, but we may have something for the planning commission next month.
How's yours zoning company? They have the same company. I think that they're
Tapir does.
Yeah.
I think they're about a year ahead of us.
They're about a module. And so there's three modules. I think they're in module 3 right now. We're in module 2. Module means that. So the first module was
administrative
section. And then now they're still working on defining districts and what those different districts would look like.
We had a lot of conversation on different mixed-use districts last time.
Yeah.
But I think that they like the goal was like for this next time for them to sort of come with a plan of like when would like public informational meetings and things like that be right?
Right.
We had a discussion about like when the next one would sort of start to fold in the public participation portion.
Right.
So we don't get too far ahead of ourselves. So we had that discussion with them at the last meeting about sort of your concerns, Wes, about like getting too far and then, you know, you gotta stop or the whole plan gets thrown out. And they kind of assured us like, nope, we won't do that. There will definitely be input and time for review, so. Okay, so maybe that on the agenda next month.
Sure.
Okay. There's anything else from anybody? Nope. All right. Item number 10, adjourn. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. It is.
And it's still laid out. 18.
Great.